Yesterday was World Food Day, and while many of us won't be worrying about what we'll be eating tonight, in Chad, the story is very different. The Central African country has not gained as much attention as countries like Yemen and South Sudan, but the numbers of malnourished and starving people are just overwhelming. To find out more about this long-existing crisis, Taya Kuzi has the report.
Back in March, the United Nations said the world was facing its largest humanitarian crisis since the Second World War, with over 20 million people facing starvation and malnutrition in Yemen, Somalia, South Sudan, and Nigeria. Now, a food and water shortage in the Central African nation of Chad has 3.5 million people deemed food insecure, with much of that figure made up of children. Militant group Boko Haram, which has recently started referring to itself as the Islamic State's West African province, has made locals worried to venture out into Lake Chad for fishing, while only 10 doctors are operating in the region, according to Oxfam.
Chad, as you mentioned, it's one of a number of unfolding food crises in Africa. It's affecting well over 10 million people at this point in time. But its origin goes back to the 1960s. So we have a problem where in unstable areas, agricultural production is going down simply because people are not able to go to their fields. But it's also built on this long-term trend of disappearing water supplies in the lake.
Robin Alders, an associate professor at the School of Life and Environmental Sciences at the University of Sydney, says the arrival of Boko Haram has been devastating to the region's food supplies, but also that the human impact on the environment and the effects of climate change take a heavy toll on Chad's food reserves.
I would think that they're all related. So it's complex climate change, and that weather variability is certainly having an impact, and that's related to agricultural changes. But sadly, it's not just about what they're doing in Chad. What we know is that climate change is being driven by activities across the globe, and unfortunately those most vulnerable are often those least responsible for some of these major changes.
The Central African nation ranks 186th out of 188 countries on the UN's Human Development Index, with an average life expectancy of just 52 years. Francis Kennedy works for the United Nations World Food Programme, which has seen firsthand the impacts this crisis has had on Chad's people.
You have there a vast area where people were also living through fishing and small farming, and they have been, many of them, uprooted. And they used to be able to provide for their family, and that's what they'll tell you, you know, if our workers are down there visiting them. But they are no longer able to do that because the sort of conflict and armed groups which have come across the border is forcing them off their land. But we do need to bear in mind that it's historically a country that's struggling.
It's a crisis we in the West wouldn't often hear about, and that's a problem. Nearly 2.5 million people have been displaced by famine or conflict in Chad, with many living in camps which rely almost entirely on foreign aid. Ms. Kennedy says it's a constant struggle to direct attention to the crisis.
Well, there was a high-level conference on the Lake Chad region hosted by Germany earlier this year, and that was a real effort to try and make people focus and not forget. And it was also a pledging moment. We're seeing that it is difficult. We're seeing that with the kinds of demands there are on donors globally, the Syria crisis with its refugees, the Rohingya crisis, Yemen, there still needs to be more money coming forward. Realising how hard it is for donors, these people are still in need. This needs to be continued because these people have few other options.
The international charity Oxfam has said the global community has provided less than a third of the $121 million pledged to Chad. For the hundreds of thousands living in the country's internally displaced people's camps, life is incredibly difficult.
This is a very inhospitable area in many ways. It's hot. We have many, particularly women and children with families who need special attention, and they need nutrition, support and shelter. And a lot of them are also, you know, traumatized by the sorts of violence and by the lack of hope too. Because, you know, at the end of the day, for people who have been forced to leave their homes and flee, that is one of the key factors, is that thinking, will I ever get home? Will I be able to resume, go back to my land, my fishing? And that's something that these people are grappling with every day.
To Robin Alders, the staggering scale of displaced people combined with the limited opportunity in the camps mean it's no wonder people are seeking a better life elsewhere.
Gosh, well, in the sort of Lake Chad area, you've got at least 2 million people who are displaced. Some of them will be in formal camps, some of them will be in informal camps. If you look at the supplies that go into those camps, in simple nutrition terms, we know that they're a ration that will keep you alive. So not an easy situation, and, 2 million people, and that's in that area alone. If you had a choice, you wouldn't undertake those long and dangerous journeys to reach Europe, to reach Australia, if you had the chance to stay and flourish where you find yourself.
Robin Alders, Associate Professor from the University of Sydney, ending that report by Tyus Akuzi.